राधा कुंड गिर गोवर्धन की जय, वृंदावन मथुरा धाम की जय, नवद्वीप मायापुर धाम की जय, पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय, गंगा मैया की जय, यमुना मैया की जय, भक्ति देवी की जय, तुलसी देवी की जय, सामवेत भक्त वृंद की जय, हरि नाम संकीर्तन की जय, पतित पावन हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र की जय, चिल प्रभुपाद ट्रांसेंडेंटल बुक डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन की जय, गौड प्रेमानंदी, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरंगा. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम 11th कैंटो 15th चैप्टर वर्स नंबर 27. यो वै मद्भावमापन्ना इषितुर्वचितुः पुमान् उताश्चिन्न विहन्येत तस्य चाज्ञा यथा मम. यो वै मद्भावमापन्ना इषितुर्वचितुः पुमान् कुताश्चिन्न विहन्येत तस्य चाज्ञा यथा मम. यो वै मद्भावमापन्ना इषितुर्वशितुः पुमान् कुताश्चिन्न विहन्येत तस्य चाज्ञा यथा मम. यो वै मद्भावमापन्ना कुतश्चिन्न विहन्येत तस्य चाज्ञा यथा मम. यो वै मद्भावमापन्ना चितुर्वशितु पुमान् कुतश्चिन्न विहन्येत तस्य चाज्ञा यथा मम. वैवाद्भावन्ना इषितुर्वशितो पुमान् कुतश्चिन्न विहन्येत तस्य चाज्ञा यथा मम. माताजी, वर्ड बाय वर्ड मीनिंग. यह वन हु इज ए योगी वै इंडीड मत फ्रॉम मी भावम नेचर आपन्नः अचीव्ड इशितुः फ्रॉम द सुप्रीम रूलर वशितुः द सुप्रीम कंट्रोलर पुमान ए पर्सन योगी कुतश्चित् इन एनी वे न वितन्येत न विहन्येत कैनॉट बी फ्रस्ट्रेटेड तस्य हीज च ऑल्सो आज्ञा ऑर्डर कमांड यथा जस्ट एज मम माइंड. ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय द डिसाइपल्स ऑफ श्रील प्रभुपाद. ट्रांसलेशन: A person who perfectly meditates on me
acquires my nature of being the supreme ruler and controller. His order, like mine, can never be frustrated by any means. Purport. By the command of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the entire creation is moving. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 9.10, Maya adhyakshena prakriti suyate sacharacharam hetunanena kaunteya jagat viparivartate. The material nature is working under my direction, O son of Kunti, and it is producing all moving and unmoving things. By its rule, manifestation is created and annihilated again and again. Similarly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given his command that people all over the world should take to Krishna consciousness. The sincere devotee of the Lord should go all over the world repeating the Lord's command. In this way, they can share in his mystic opulence of giving orders that cannot be counteracted.
Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurum Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupaha Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunathanvitam Tamsajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Shri Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vibhyo Namo Nama Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhat Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrunda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
Read the translation. A person who perfectly meditates on me acquires my nature of being the supreme ruler and controller. His order, like mine, can never be frustrated by any means.
Hare Krishna. So all of you are welcome to this Srimad Bhagavatam Satsang program. I am grateful for the opportunity to speak on this verse, and I seek the blessings of all the great Vaishnavas here sitting in this so that I can express my thoughts with clarity. So in this very beautiful verse, it is very clearly indicated that one who meditates on the Supreme Lord in his thoughts, words and actions, he acquires the qualities, not entirely, but some of the qualities which the Supreme Lord possesses. Just as if you have an iron rod which is not rusted, if it is kept in constant contact with a magnet, the iron, rod will acquire the properties of the magnet. Similarly, it is to be understood that those devotees who with full dedication, surrender themselves to the Supreme Lord and, try to please Him, they also acquire some of these gunas which the Lord possesses. Many times when we read purports of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, our Param Guru, or for that matter by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and other people, Sometimes when we read the translation or read the verse in translation and then we read their purport, we are astounded as to the things that they are writing about which there is no explicit mention in the translation or anywhere else. How did that happen? This is because they understand the nuances of what the Supreme Lord has in his mind when he is saying this. So this is very, very important. So they tend to give us information which we normally cannot acquire. Therefore, we have to read the purports of the acharyas. So we have Srila Prabhupada, the great acharya, and Prabhupada's purports are all embracing. They cover everything that other acharyas have said. And therefore, we always have to benefit from the purports of Srila Prabhupada. So, in this it is mentioned that a person who meditates on me acquires my nature of being the supreme ruler and controller. His order, like mine, can never be frustrated by any means. What it means is that the Lord is saying here, he is telling Uddhava, that my orders cannot be frustrated ever, because it is my order, but at the same time my devotee's order or his wishes are also carried out because they are my devotees. They have inherited some of my qualities. So it's very, very important. Therefore we understand this principle. So now when there is a question of order, it means that somebody is giving a command. The question arises whether Bhagavan Krishna, whether he gives orders in Bhagavad Gita. There are many 700 verses in Bhagavad Gita, and there are many verses in which Shri Krishna commands, orders. Now here in the purport it has been mentioned that maya adhyakshena prakriti suyate sa chalacharam hetunanena kaunteya jagat viparivartite. So I, under my superintendence, things of the material world, they go on, and things go on very smoothly. The different energies of the Lord work in their own way, and things are achieved. So the Lord is commanding here, maya adhyakshana, one who is commanding, under his superintendence things are happening. So similarly here it is being said that my devotee, when he desires something or when he orders something, that will also come to pass. Why? Because he is doing it on behalf of the Supreme Lord. So this is an important point. That is why we have to accept that our acharyas always go beyond what is written in the sloka or in the translation or the purport, and they reveal to us secrets which the Supreme Lord himself would like us to know, like us to be aware of. That's very, very important. So are there any orders in Bhagavad Gita? Are there any commands in Bhagavad Gita where the Lord explicitly says, you do this, you do this, do this? Now, when somebody loves you very much, so he doesn't say, please, will you kindly do this? No. Then the relationship is based on love. There is a direct instruction, and that is what the Lord Krishna does in Srimad Bhagavad Gita. And we'll take a few verses wherein the Lord commands, and those verses are very, very important for our spiritual progress. The first one is, which is in the 12th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, mayeva mana adhasva mayi buddhim niveshaya nivasishyasi mayeva ata urdhvam na sambhava. So na samshayaha. So he says that just fix your mind upon me, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and engage all your intelligence, and thus you will live in me always and without any doubt. So a devotee lives in Krishna. So if you live in Krishna, obviously you are going to function according to the will and desire of the Lord. So a pure devotee of the Lord lives in Krishna. This is what the Lord says. One who is engaged in Lord Krishna's devotional service lives in direct relationship with the Supreme Lord. So there is no doubt that his position is transcendental from the very beginning. Because the devotee is in this transcendental position, he is able to anticipate what the Lord wants and therefore instruct his followers to carry out certain things according to Shastra.
So the holy name of the Lord and the Lord are non-different. They are abhinna. Therefore, when a devotee chants Hare Krishna, when such a devotee chants Hare Krishna, Krishna and his internal potency are dancing on the tongue of that devotee. We may chant Hare Krishna, but when such a devotee who is surrendered, he chants Hare Krishna, then you know Krishna's internal potency is dancing. This is Srila Prabhupada's purport. I am reading his purport. So, so when such a devotee offers Krishna food, Krishna directly accepts these eatables, and the devotee becomes Krishnaized by eating prasad. So this is the benediction. So this applies to one who has actually developed an attachment for Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by transcendental love. We are not talking about rusted magnets, rusted iron rod. We are talking about rust-free. So those who are accepted, who are surrendered, we are talking about such people. So, maya adhyakshana prakriti. So everything happens under the superintendence of the Supreme Lord. So the activities of such devotees are in resonance or in tune with what the Lord wants. That is why whatever they have said comes to pass. Things happen the way they have postulated. So one who perfectly meditates on the Lord also acquires the same, you know, kind of thought processes that the Lord himself has. So we will discuss a couple of more verses where the Lord gives us direct orders for the devotees, and they are very, very instructive. One of the most important verses in Bhagavad Gita is Tasma Sarveshu Kaleshu Mam Anusmara Yudhyacha. Tasma Sarveshu Kaleshu Mam Anusmara and Yudhyacha. Mayi Arpita Mano Buddhi Mam Eva Eshasi Asamshayaha. So in this verse, 8th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, the Lord is saying, Tasmat Sarveshu Kaleshu Mam Anusmara Yudhyacha. See the order in which Krishna is presenting. He is not saying Yudhyacha and Mam Anusmara. Very crystal clear. Mam Anusmara and Yudhyacha. So you should always think of me in the form of how? Therefore, Arjun, you should always think of me in the form of Krishna, and at the same time carry out your prescribed duties of fighting. With your activities dedicated to me and your mind and intelligence fixed on me, you will attain the supreme abode. So this is an assurance which the Lord is giving. So he is instructing, at the same time holding out an assurance that when we perform our duties in constant remembrance of the Lord, anusmara, the anusmaran is very, very important. It is not that you just remember the Lord once. You are constantly in remembrance of the Supreme Lord. And then you are also simultaneously carrying out your prescribed duties. So Arjuna is carrying out his prescribed duty. He is a Kshatriya and he is carrying out his prescribed duty in remembrance of the Lord. So this is very practical instruction for people like us who are in this material world. We are not 100% devoted to Krishna. We are not fully surrendered to Krishna. So we are in the material world, we have to perform some material duties also. So it's an important instruction. So tasma sarveshu kaleshu, always remember, always you know carry out my instruction. This way Prabhupada comments in this. Now Prabhupada's comments, he's an acharya, so his comments, he understands what the Lord has in mind when he gives the instruction. So he says that this instruction to Arjun is very important for all men engaged in material activities. All men, but without any exception. The Lord does not say we should give up our present prescribed duties or, you know, engagements. One can continue them and at the same time think of Krishna by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So this will free one from material contamination, and at the same time engage the mind and intelligence in Krishna. So this is what is required. This is what is meant by absorption. Our mind and intelligence both are engaged in Krishna's service. So it is like being absorbed in Krishna's service. So this is an important thing. So by Prabhupada ensures in the purport that by chanting Krishna's names, we will be transferred to the supreme planet, Krishna Loka, without any doubt. Asamshaya, no doubt at all. So, then there is that beautiful
instruction, come order, you can call it. Manmana bhava madbhakto madhya jaimam namaskuru mameva eshasi satyam te pratijani priyosimi. Manmana bhava madbhakto. These are explicit instruction. When we read Bhagavad Gita, we have to understand which are, you know, some general kind of statements and which are explicit instructions. This is an explicit instruction. This verse appears twice, once in the 9th chapter and again in the 18th chapter. It says that manmana bhava mad bhakto, always think of me, become my devotee. Now these are commands, like we have Moses giving 10 commandments, like that, you know, we have commandments here. Always think of me, become my devotee, worship me, offer your homage unto me, thus you will come to me without fail. So there is an assurance as well. So I promise you this because you are my dear friend. So priyosimi, I have love for you. So I have love for you, therefore, you know, I am giving you this command. So you can expect orders only from people who love you, not some aira-gaira person. So our Guru Maharaj has love for his disciples, so he may give explicit instructions to some disciple depending upon his propensity, depending on his ability, his consciousness. It may not be the same instruction. But here, you know, it's a general instruction where Krishna is asking everyone, you know, to become, you know, his devotee. It is very, very important. So the word stress here, Prabhupada writes in the purport, the word stress that one should concentrate his mind upon Krishna. The very form with two hands carrying fruit, the bluish boy with a beautiful face and peacock feature in his hair. So this is in Prabhupada's purport. The verse translation, it is not there. But this is Srila Prabhupada who is saying that. He is saying that the word stress, that one should concentrate upon Krishna, the very form, the very form, not any other form. So he says that one should fix his mind on this original form of Godhead, Krishna. One should not even divert his attention to other forms of the Lord, such as Vishnu, Narayan, Ram, Varaha, etc. Isn't this an explicit instruction? You should not divert your mind, but focus only on Krishna. So concentration of the mind on the form of Krishna is very, very important. It constitutes the most confidential part of knowledge, and this is actually disclosed to us by the acharyas like Srila Prabhupada. So if you just look at, you know, any other translation of any other Bhagavad Gita, you will not get this specific instruction that we must focus on Shyam Sundar Krishna. That's important. Not any other, you know, manifestation of Krishna. That's important. And then there is that instruction which is given, Sarva dharman parityajya mamekam charanam braja aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshayishyami mashuchaha. Now this is an order which we all have to follow to make progress in spiritual life. Sarva dharman parityajya, abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. I shall deliver you from all sinful reactions. This is not just a command, but this is also an assurance from the Lord Himself that you should abandon all varieties. So we think we have so many notions about what religion should be or what religion constitutes, but we should abandon all those notions. This dharma, that dharma, this dharma, that dharma, all kinds of, you know, dharmas, people say. Dharma, this dharma ke mutabik humne kiya hai. But Krishna says here, abandon all that. Abandon all your, you know, notions about wanting to worship demigods or demigoddesses. Abandon that. And you surrender only to me. So this is again a command, is an order. So one who is the superintendent, you know, only he can give an order. Maya adhyakshena prakriti. So the entire material, you know, universe, everything is functioning under him. So therefore he can, it is not that Krishna himself does various activities. He gets it done through people by commanding, you know, issuing instructions. That is what he does. So
in his outstanding purport to this verse, I'm sure all of you have read it, I'll repeat it for our benefit. One should be attracted by the beautiful version of Krishna. Now this is in the purport. His name is Krishna because he is all attractive. One who becomes attracted by the beautiful, all-powerful, omnipotent vision of Krishna is fortunate. There are different kinds of transcendentalists. Some of them are attached to the impersonal Brahman. Some are, you know, attached to the Paramatma part. But one who is attracted to the personal feature of Supreme Personality of Godhead, and above all, one who is attracted by the Supreme Personality of Godhead as Krishna himself, is the most perfect in transcendental matter. So it is not enough to be attracted to some transcendental personality, but one must be attracted to this divine form of Krishna. This is where the Acharya's purports become, you know, very, very informative, very, very helpful to sadhakas. Otherwise, one can very casually translate Sarva Dharmantra, abandon all varieties of religion and surrender to him. But here, Srila Prabhupada in his purport as an Acharya is giving us something more explicit, which is very, very important. So he's commanding us to do this. So very important that we understand, read the purports very carefully. Therefore, when we read Srimad Bhagavad Gita, we must never ever, you know, rush over the purports, because the purports are very important. And as has been mentioned here, because our acharyas inherit some of the qualities of the Supreme Lord himself, they are in a position to postulate and guide us perfectly, guide us correctly. So that is important. So then in the purport it is mentioned that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given his command that people all over the world should take to Krishna consciousness. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Shri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahi Anya, who is himself Radha Krishna combined, he also has given explicit instructions, orders rather. The orders are very, very important, very well known. So one of the orders that he gives is Bharata Bhumite Haila Manusha Janmayar Janma Sarthaka Kari Kara Paraupakar. So this is a thing which we hear as soon as we come into Krishna consciousness. We hear this often repeated, but very, very important. So one who has taken birth as a human being in the land of India, Bharat Varsha, should make his life successful and work for the benefit of all other people. This is not a request, this is an order. Work should work for all, everyone. So in his purport, Srila Prabhupada writes, he says, the magnanimity of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is expressed in this very important verse. Now, Srila Prabhupada qualifies this particular statement. He says that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was born in Bengal. So it is not that he advocated something only for the benefit of Bengalis, those who are born in Bengal. He has advocated this for the benefit of entire humanity, not just a select group of people. So duty towards everyone. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is addressing not only Bengalis, but all inhabitants of India. In fact, it's not only India, it is universal, this instruction. That those who have, you know, who have been born in this land of Bharata, they are absolutely fortunate, but it's a general principle. So, Janma Sarthaka Kari. So what it means is that we have ourselves, first of all, you know, qualify ourselves to be on the highest spiritual path of Krishna consciousness. And having qualified ourselves, we should, you know, try to give the same pristine, pure Krishna consciousness to others who are aspiring for the same. It's like a simple thing, simple example is always quoted by people, is that if you know how to swim, then only you can help somebody who is, you know, sinking. If you don't know how to swim yourself, when you try to help such a person, you will sink along with him. We read so many newspaper reports when such things have happened. This is a
general instruction that you should first of all perfect your own life. Then you know you can help others to perfect. So you should do both. You should perfect your own life and you should also help others. And that is the instruction which order which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives. So Prabhupada writes in the purport that human life is especially meant for God realization. Atato Brahma Jigyasa. So anyone who takes the birth in the land of India has a special privilege of being able to take advantage of this instruction. Then Prabhupada, in his purport, a fairly long purport to this, he writes that International Society of Krishna Consciousness, ISKCON, this was founded by Srila Prabhupada. We call him Founder Acharya, Srila Prabhupada, founded by him. And this International Society for Krishna Consciousness, which advocated Krishna consciousness, has spread all over the world. It has helped thousands and thousands upon people, thousands of people. So Prabhupada writes, very clearly he writes, that this particular phenomena of ISKCON, you know, spreading all over the world, this has happened due to one man's humble effort, that is Prabhupada. Prabhupada says that I have done it alone. But what if, you know, every person in India were to, you know, do the same? You can imagine a world wherein every person, you know, is Krishna consciousness. So it will not be amazing if this happens. It will be not, it will happen perhaps. We don't know whether it will happen in my lifetime, but it will happen. Imagine a situation where you get into a bus and you, the conductor says, Hare Krishna. Huh? Where do you want to go, sir? So amazing, so pleasing to even imagine that. So in all walks of life, if everybody becomes Krishna consciousness, what an amazing impact it will have on the world in general. And so Srila Prabhupada very humbly says that, you know, whatever has been achieved in ISKCON, whatever has been achieved, is the humble effort of one individual, one solitary. And it is true. It was Prabhupada alone who, you know, spread this movement. What did he have before he went abroad? Nothing, barring some Srimad Bhagavatams which he had written. He had nothing. So one man's effort, and now ISKCON has spread all over, ISKCON, his movement has spread all over the world. So it's very, very important. So that is there. So we have one more verse which we'll be discussing. So when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was traveling, you know, South India, in one village, there was a Vedic Brahmana named Kurma. This again story you have heard before, Kurma Brahmana, well known. So he invited Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to his home, you know, for, you know, with great respect and devotion he invited him home. And Lord Chaitanya, recognizing the inherent sincerity and devotion of this Kurma Brahmana, he accepted the invitation. He went to his home. And he went there. After he went there, he, this Brahmana, along with his family members, performed Pada Puja of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And whatever that Pada, what Charanamrut was there, that he drank himself, sprinkled on everybody with a lot of devotion and everything. And he became so attracted and so much attached to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that his thought process is completely changed. He was like any other Brahmana before he met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But once Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made an impact on him, and that was a quality which Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had, by a glance or by an embrace or by talking, he could influence. So this Kurma Brahman was totally, you know, attracted towards Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And being attracted, you know, he now could not tolerate. He had just met him a few days earlier, he met him, called him home, and now he is so much influenced by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he says that, you know, I can't think of, you know, continuing my life without your association. So this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he says, the Brahman said, Krupakara Prabhu Mura Yatoma Sange Sahite Na Pari Dukha Vishaya Tarange. The Brahmana begged Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, my dear Lord, kindly show me favor and let me go with you. I can no longer tolerate the waves of misery caused by materialistic life. Now, this is an impact only Lord Chaitanya could have on a person. You have met him just once and you are totally, you know, completely captivated that person into surrendering totally. So this Brahmana surrendered himself totally to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just in that visit. And
Prabhu kahe aiche baat kabhu na kahiba gruhe rahi Krishna naam nirantar laiba.
So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells him,
Prabhu kahe aiche baat,
don't talk like this. Don't talk like this.
Kabhu na kahiba gruhe rahi Krishna naam nirantar laiba.
You stay at home and perform your duties and then keep, you know, chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, don't speak like that again. Better to remain at home and chant the holy name of Krishna always. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructs the Kurma Brahmana. That instruction is valid for all of us, entire humanity.
Yaradeka tarekaha Krishna upadesh, amara adneya guru hana tara ei desh.
So he's saying that instruct everyone to follow the orders of Lord Sri Krishna as they are given in the Bhagavad Gita. In Bhagavad Gita, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that Krishna has given orders in Bhagavad Gita. That is what we are reading, the orders. And not only in Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. In this way, become a spiritual master and try to liberate everyone in this land. So this is what Srila Prabhupada accepted in his life. He converted all those who came in contact with him. He converted them into Krishna conscious Vaishnavas. So it didn't matter what the background of the person was. Whatever the background, he was able to, you know, transform them into Vaishnavas. First rate Vaishnavas. So some yogi came to Srila Prabhupada and asked him, can you perform any miracles? Srila Prabhupada said that my miracles are here. So these are all devotees. They were, you know, completely, their life was completely different before they came. They were given to all kinds of bad habits, intoxication, everything. But now they are completely transformed. This is my miracle. And indeed it is the miracle. So one can perform, you know, some yogic siddhis you may have, and you may perform some miracles here and there and impress a small section of people. But here, Srila Prabhupada converted all those who came in touch with him. He was like that powerful magnet who could even, you know, magnetize rusted iron. Rusted iron cannot be magnetized. But he was like that. He would, you know, remove the rust very carefully and, you know, make them into devotees. That is our Prabhupada, Saundaracharya Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jaya.
So, yare dekha tare kaha Krishna upadesh, amara adnyaya guru hana tara ei desh.
So, instruct everyone to follow the orders of Lord Sri Krishna as mentioned in Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam. And, you know, this way you can serve. So Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport, this is the sublime mission of ISKCON. This is a sublime mission of ISKCON. Many people come and inquire whether they have to give up family life to join the society. Whether they have to give up. But that is not our mission. One can remain comfortably in his residence, and we simply request everyone to chant Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. The instruction which Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave to the Kurma Brahman, that is valid for everyone. It is for us. It is not that we have to do some sensational things, you know, giving up everything that we have, make our parents unhappy and just walk out. No. Prabhupada, very clear here, he says that you can remain wherever you are located, you remain there, but, you know, serve a mission by, you know, spreading the holy name. So we have to understand, therefore, that in, as has been mentioned here in the purport, Lord's desire becomes a devotee's desire. And whatever the devotee, because the devotee has inherited the qualities of the Lord, as has been clarified here, he is able to appreciate or understand what the Lord wants us to do. We on our own cannot understand what we have to do. The Lord we are not, you know, so fortunate as to be able to decipher the thinking of the Lord. But an Acharya, who is, you know, founded on a strong foundation of bhakti, he can, and purity, he can always tell us, this is what you have to do. That is what Srila Prabhupada did. That is how he was able to establish, you know, ISKCON in such a wonderful way. This is something which cannot be imitated by anyone. No one can imitate what Srila Prabhupada has done. Something great. So, Lord's desire becomes a pure devotee's command. A pure devotee's command can never be frustrated. That is what Srila, it is written in the purport, if I remember right. Yeah, it says that, you know, his command can never be frustrated. So if a devotee, pure devotee of the Lord, who has surrendered himself totally to the Supreme Lord, if he desires something, that desire will be fulfilled, you know, by the Lord himself, you know. So he's in charge of Prakriti. So Prakriti he will manipulate so that the devotee's desire gets completely fulfilled. So that ajna which a spiritual master gives is generally always to be purified. Similarly, we have one concrete example. We are sitting in Radha Gopinath Mandir here, and it was described once by Shyam Sundar Prabhu when he was addressing us here, that, you know, he, the Prabhupada came to Bharatiya Vidya Bhavan, just there, and while he was alighting, while he was getting down from the steps of Bharatiya Vidya Bhavan, with his cane, you know, he pointed out in the direction of this 7 km Munshi Marg, where our temple is located, and said, there should be a temple here, Bhagavan. Now, this is just one statement of Srila Prabhupada. But see how it has come to pass. So, what a wonderful temple has been built here. So, which is, you know, actually answering, you know, the questions of everyone, particularly those who are stuck in material life. Almost all of them can be liberated by just coming, taking shelter of the temple and its activities. So this is just the desire of the Supreme Lord. So we have so many such examples in the Shastra. We also have the pure desire of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he just desired that, you know, there should be a Senapati Bhakta who should spearhead the Krishna consciousness movement. That was his desire. And that desire came to pass. Not maybe immediately, took some generations, couple of generations, but it came to pass. Now we are in ISKCON. I am sitting here in this temple talking to you people. It is all due to the grace and the prophecy which Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has made. Thus, we can encounter many such examples where the will or desire of the devotee gets fulfilled, and the Lord is only too pleased to make the devotee's desire succeed. He will never put him in an awkward, or there will be never ever any discomfiture for the devotee who makes this statement. So, Srila Prabhupada pointing out in this direction, but things happened, isn't it? There were many trials, very many problems before this temple came into existence in its present grand form, but eventually it happened. So this is what we have to understand from today's verse, that a pure devotee's aspirations are always, you know, fulfilled by the Supreme Lord. Why? Because, you know, he has completely surrendered himself to the Supreme Lord. So simply by the process of, you know, meditating on the beautiful form of the Lord and taking to the process that the spiritual master has given us, we can be successful in our endeavors. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavat Puranam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. Prabhupada ki jai, Gurudev ki jai.